conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
Thanks for that, Ronaldo. Came up clutch when we needed him the most. Your man, Garty. What a show. Thanks for that, Anthony Seibold, giving Garrick a spell, but putting Turbo back to fullback to make it a big quandary on what we do this week. That's about all I've got, because I didn't watch a lot of footy on the weekend. Hopefully you guys have watched a bit more.
No.
No.
It just didn't inspire
the
me.
I only watched the last 40 minutes of the Manly game on Sunday.
I couldn't be too excited over the weekend because, boys, I'm excited for tomorrow night. Mark and I were just having a quick chat, very, very concerned. The only thing I think that can stop the Blues is the bald dog, Ashley Klein. Garty, what do you think on that one?
High chance.
Yeah. I really like Barnett coming in. I think he adds just another mongrel into the pack, which is going to be awesome. I think we can't match their speed out wide, but we can certainly match them through the middle.
And I don't like Ponga on the bench.
No, it makes me nervous. Just heard something where they said that Ponga might come on and spell Walsh. I really hope that's what they do, because that would be good.
As a Broncos supporter, I hope so. Save him for the weekend.
I don't like the thought of both of those blokes being on the field at once, especially and with a hammer as well. Like, holy shit.
And then I'll take a 78th minute Kalen Ponga head knock.
Yeah, something.
Ruled out on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fine. That'll be fine. Righto, boys, we'll go straight into last week. How did you score, Garty? Round 19, you're still seeing green arrows?
Yeah.
17th week in a row.
It wasn't a bad week. I scored 1,014, so I cracked 1,000. I made one trade. I ended up bringing in Ola, which I'm happy with. He scored 70-odd, so. But yeah, I captained Vruben, VC'd Fifita, so happy I didn't have to loop. My man, Jaden Campbell, couple weeks off, comes back and just kills it again. That was the big news. What a weekend. Ronaldo's first hat-trick of his career as an owner.
Is that right?
First hat-trick of his career. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
And then how good was it when he scored and just started spraying the Tigers supporter in the crowd, telling him to fuck off. Oh, tell you what, that got me going.
So 1,014, where's that rank you now?
I saw 51 green arrows. So I was a bit worried, but I'll take 51. So I'm now ranked 367.
Very good. Well, you can't go up much more than about 50 at a time, or you'll be...
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky. I'll take it, though. I didn't think I'd see. I thought, yeah, I was having a look. There was a fair few guys in the top 1,000 that looked like they scored well, so I was a bit...
Have you looked at how far behind you are?
No, don't care about that.
Oh, not looking forward, you know,
taking it one week at a time.
Yeah, just playing it how I've played all year, making trades.
Doing it
just
for the boys.
Eyes up, super coach.
That's it. Whatever happens, happens.
Oh, shit.
I already own a pair of socks, so it doesn't even really bother me.
You're just looking for a tracksuit now, aren't you?
Wouldn't mind some free KFC, though. Tell you.
Free KFC, tracksuit, bit of cash.
Yeah.
All of that would be nice, wouldn't it? Mark, how did you go?
Not as good as Guardsy. 921 points last week. There were some low scores, and they only had 13 scoring players for the week anyway. So amongst those 13 was Mars used for 14. Appy and Galvin both stunk it up for the Tigers, spent most of their time either in the sin bin or under the goalpost watching Trindle kick conversions over their heads. But not dire, 921. I still saw a few red arrows. I dropped 122 spots, but still entrenched in that top 10,000, 8,701st position.
Well, I scored slightly better, 943. I did see a few green arrows, and I'm now 10,013th. So 13 spots outside the top 10,000. What did I learn from those little buy rounds? I think teams that aren't as interrupted by Origin certainly perform better, like, obviously, I mean, that goes without saying, but they're the teams to target, like, for next year, I think. Have a look at the Titans. Loudly had Mo Fodawaker, I think, didn't they? Who's out. Like, you can replace a big boy with another big boy. Their halves, their spine, even though Brimson came back and didn't look fantastic. But those sort of teams that aren't too affected, Para obviously lost their halfback and
They're affected by a lack of ability.
yeah, so I've got a little bit of a look at the teams that concede the most Supercoach points, which will give us an opportunity to look at who we are. I haven't looked at who plays them, but it gives the people listening a chance to have a look at who plays those teams. And maybe I think everyone's saying they need to set and forget their two fullbacks for now, but I reckon there's an opportunity to have someone for 4 weeks and then have someone else for the last weeks of Supercoach. So burning two more trades at the fullback spot is probably something that I think is a good strategy if you've got a few trades. Guardsy's shaken over there, so I don't think he has that trades to do that. He's just going to put a set and forget in there, I believe. So, all right, we'll have a look at round 27 games. Three teams on the bye. Origin backup. Some coaches have just named him. Some coaches have put him in the extended. And Ivan Cleary's just put some in the extended and some out altogether. So, Mark, take us away with what you've seen. I've got a few notes. So, if you don't say it, I'm going to chime in.
Righto. So round 20 kicks off on Friday night. So no Thursday night footy with Origin tomorrow night. It's the Raiders up against the Warriors down in Canberra. Jamal Fogarty back at halfback for the Raiders. Sebastian Crisp back in the centres. Hudson Young, Zobokai missed a game with a groin injury, I think, and then they were on the bye anyway. But he is named in the back row. And interestingly, Zach Hosking named to return on the bench. It'll be interesting to see how that impacts their rotation down there in the forwards. Then for the Warriors, no Charles Nicoll, Klokstad, or Marcelo Montoya. So Tua Peake at fullback, RTS on the wing. And I'll no doubt say his name wrong. Ali Laiatau. Is that how you say it?
I think
I
so.
think those blokes, be honest, at Magic Round told me how to say it, but I've
I think it
just
was that
dead set forgotten
layer
anyway.
power.
He's in the centres. But probably the big news for the Warriors is that Tohu Harris has been ruled out for the season. He's had surgery on his wrist injury, so he's out for the year.
Good for Barnett stocks because someone to take less minutes out of a bloke who can play big minutes in the
He
middle.
is, and Barnett and Katewell both named on the quick backup after Origin. So
It's in Canberra, so it's.
it's in camera. Yep.
I've got everything you've got.
There you go. Righto, Saturday game. First game on Saturday, 3 p.m. South and the Tigers at Gosford this game. So the only change to the starting side for South is Cam Murray has been named in the back row to replace Jai Arrow, who, despite them getting him through what round? 20 rounds, 19 rounds, they've now decided that they're going to send him for season-ending surgery after he's been carrying that shoulder injury
Oh.
for a fair whack of the year.
I think they
So,
always had him booked in for after Origin. They
yeah,
wanted
I
to give him an
reckon.
opportunity. He might have played Origin, but also I think they figured they might have lost a couple of back rowers and with their depth at the moment heavily challenged because he couldn't do any more damage and it was a pain tolerance thing. I think they just had it booked in for now, especially with their season pretty well over.
Yeah. And Havili named to return on the bench for South. Haven't.
I love the AJ matchup again against the Tigers wingers. If you
Well,
took the punt on him last week, you were well rewarded. Did he score three last week?
I don't
I think
know.
he scored three last week.
I didn't watch any.
Big ton.
There you go.
And
Gagai got a couple too, didn't he?
yep.
Yep. I don't really have much for the Tigers. What I've written is Appy out with a calf injury, but he's named on an extended bench. Other than that, the Tigers are shit.
Very shit. Questions around Lachie Galvin incoming from a few people. We'll talk about that in the questions section. So just
Yeah.
have a bit of a thought about what your plan is there with the Tigers clearly limping towards the end of the season again, as are a few other teams. So it's time to cut ties with a few of them, I think, even though they've served us well.
Yep. The Saturday 5:30 game is the Knights and the Broncos here in Newcastle. Ponga, Gagai, and Best all named to back up from Origin, so that pushes Sharp to the extended bench and Lucas onto the bench.
I'll be very surprised if Bradman Best backs up on Saturday. He's hardly trained for New
Yeah, with
South
his
Wales. His
hamstring niggle.
hamstring was a bit of Barney rubble to start with. 5:30 on Saturday seems a bit too close to Origin for me. So I expect Lucas will probably line up there, which is good if you still own
Paul Pierce.
Kai Paul Pierce. They have the bye next week, don't you? So then you can make a decision
Think
around
so.
him.
Interestingly, though, for the Knights, after operating, he didn't even collect the tickets as the Manly players ran past him at the turnstile last week. Mapapalangi, he's on the wing again. So, he's on the right wing. So, who's
Corey
Corey? Corey Oates, you might get some joy out of Corey Oates, can't he? Yep.
We've talked that Marju might have a niggling injury as well.
Yeah, that was there was some talk that he copped a knock
A
early in that
call.
game last week, and that's why his output was
I've heard
a
it's a
bit down
call or
last
something
week.
like that, so surely he plays.
Soft.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, then for the Broncos, Kevy has named all of his Origin contingent on the extended bench. So Walsh, Cobbo, Carrigan, and Haas. And joining him on the extended bench is Adam Reynolds.
Must be excited about that, Guardsy. I was watching a program on the NRL. It wasn't NRL 360. It was like NRL Tonight or one of those other shows. And they said he's had a full training session. And he's got two more contact training sessions to get through, and he'll play this week if he gets through them. So that's a good thing. 11-week
Yeah, but
turnaround
if
from.
he gets through the game.
Yeah. So get out now and get your Elastoplast stocks because they'll go through the roof.
Origin players on the extended bench, can they really afford to drop another
No,
game?
we need
If
to
they
win
drop
every
another
game.
game, their season's over, pretty much. I think statistically, they'd need to win every game from then on to scrape into the eight. I just don't
It's
think.
hard. If they lose this, it will be hard to get any sort of momentum back because what will that be? Seven in a row that they've
Seven in a
lost?
row. It's very
Yep.
Souths like from last year, isn't it? Magic rounder now.
You'd think if they, well, and I know you said that Gebby indicated that he wasn't planning on it, but surely.
He has said that in all his interviews, hasn't he, Guardsy, that he
Yeah,
wasn't
he's an
planning.
idiot.
But
I
he's the
really
same
like
boat
that
that.
hasn't named Moser all year and keeps naming his son in smoothie.
I like that he's put Moser on the bench again because when Moser came on, I think it was 22-2 or something like that, or 20-2 with Moser on the field. Their forwards went forward, the backs were very organised. He's the how wide he can get that pass from dummy half is. So much more than Smoothie or Walters can do, and they just got on the front foot, put pressure on the defense.
Imagine if he could also be doing that off a Payne Haas or Paddy Carrigan run.
Yeah, off a quick play the ball, that's for sure. I thought Marty Tapa'u had his best game for you blokes as well.
Yeah, it looks like he's finally learnt that he doesn't need to pass the ball.
Yeah, just run hard.
If he just runs hard, he's actually decent.
Yeah.
Righto, so the final game on Saturday night, Storm and the Roosters, probably the match of the round.
Gonna be a cracker.
For the Storm, Nick Meaney returns, so that pushes Grant Anderson out to the wing and Bradley drops out. Harry Grant named to back up after Origin. It's interesting when you look at the Melbourne bench too, there's no noted hooker or utility on that bench, so possibly that means that Pappenhausen will slot into the halves and Wishart will go to hooker and Farlongo
That's
to fullback.
what they did last when they didn't they do that the other day?
Yeah, Wishart spent some time when Garlick went off
Yeah.
injured, so imagine that will happen again, although they reckon Harry Grant's sternum was.
No good.
Like, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if he backs up or not. Anyway, for the Roosters, Sualii returns from his suspension in the centres. Tupanua still named as the other centre there for the Roosters. And Collins, Angus, Crichton, Watson, and Lenny all named to back up. And good news for Terrell May owners that. JWH suspended for 4 weeks after fighting. He's trying to downgrade his charge at the judiciary, so he's named to start at prop.
Which is awesome. Such good news. Because there might have been a conundrum if he had have been gone back to his 30-minute games.
Yeah.
A trade no one wanted to make. I know some
Terrible.
people did. Like he was pretty heavily traded a couple like before last week's bye, so anyway.
Anyway.
Stiff shit if you did.
Yes, correct. Righto. Moving on to Sunday's games. The first one at 2 p.m. Panthers up against the Dolphins. No Origin players named to back up for the Panthers. Luai, To'o and Martin are named on the extended bench, but Edwards and Yeo have been rested entirely. Now, the big news for Penrith is that Cleary has been named to return at halfback. Interestingly, to partner Brad Schneider in the halves. Cole must be injured, is he? Or because he's not even on the extended bench. So whether
Don't know.
he's picked up an injury or not, I'm not sure. Did Luke Garner play their last game? He's named in the back row as well. I know he missed for a while, so he's back for the Panthers as well.
I think I'd be very interested in bringing Nathan Cleary in this week, break even aside if their Origin players were playing. But with no Origin players backing up and coming back from a hamstring, I'm probably just going to watch for a week. I think you can watch for a week. It's a big risk to go straight in on him. With trades being low and all that sort of stuff, can't see him making 100, but his break even of 181. So you're going to get him at a discount the following week. So I think that's the
Yeah, I think
play.
he's slated to drop about 100,000.
Yeah.
So,
So that's the play, I think.
and then for the Dolphins, Hammer and Felice Kaufusi named to back up. Trey Fuller is still in the 17 on the bench there. So maybe they're not confident of the Hammer backing up, but O'Sullivan's dropped to 18th man. Ewan Aitken seems to be out for, I think, a reasonable period with a pec injury. So.
TPJ started last week and played 51 minutes, scored 90.
In six stints.
No, I think only in two.
Oh,
So
bloody
I think
hell.
Wayne's just told him he's a footballer and suck it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Who knew?
Final game of this round is Manly and the Titans.
There's one more after that.
Hey? Is
But
there?
you don't want to talk about the Cowboys and the Bulldogs?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, look, I didn't even write down. I've obviously
Okay.
got sidetracked there. You can talk about that one.
Okay.
Okay, the second last game. Manly and the Titans at Brookvale, 4 o'clock. DCE and Jake Trbojevic are named. So Humphreys, who had a pretty good game, turned up in his first game. That's his first game, I think. That was his debut.
Going to South too. Going to
Yeah.
South. He'll probably play halfback there next year.
Yeah, just Garrick has been named and touching on, yeah, thanks for that at the start. I think Seibold came out and said he had been ill during the week before and hadn't trained at all. So when they got a lead, he gave him an early shower. So that was the story there.
Idiot.
Burbo named to return from his head knock on the bench with Lawton still in the back row. And Turbo looked pretty good after he looked like he could hardly walk the week before in the centres. Pretty brave though, if you want to back his hammies in for the rest of the season.
Only for the next 4 weeks.
And yeah, well, and then into Ponga, you reckon? There you go.
All a trolley fees back.
Yeah. For the Titans, Fotuaika is backing up after Origin, but Dez is still playing funny buggers again. He's named Brimson at 18th man again. You'd expect similar to last week. He will start and Kinney will drop to the bench.
Who
Who'd know?
knows?
Who would know? Anyway,
Final game of the
final
round.
game of the round. You can
Yeah.
have this one.
6:15, Cowboys versus Bulldogs. Three games on Sunday, three games on Saturday. Probably enough to get a divorce on Monday, but we'll see how we go with how many we can watch. Cowboys, last game of the round. Thanks for this, Todd. No Origin players named to back up. I think a few of us are relying on a couple of them to back up, but you must put them on the last game. Surely they back up at 6:15 on Sunday. It's no different to if you play on Sunday and play again on Friday, is it?
You'd
Like,
think so. They need a win too.
yeah, I think a few of them will come in. So,
Cotter will play.
oh, surely Val plays. Robson, you'd think
NI
might.
doesn't do anything ever. He should be right.
Like, Robson should play because he's not going to play 80 now with Watson coming off the bench in Origin. So, like, surely they don't let Crichton, who's named, be tougher than him. Like, anyway. Preston back in the back row after looking like he was gone for 3 seasons. Out for 2 games. So case of the Jackbirds with the green whistle on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Curran starting at front row forward. You can all thank me for trading Curran out a few weeks ago.
Thank you.
He's now a starter. King's out indefinitely with a wrist injury. So I'd say Curran gets most of those minutes that King gets. So I can expect him to play probably 60 minutes plus, I would think, for Curran. So if you've got him, set and forget. All right, Guardsy. There's the teams. All seven games is
Yes.
covered there. Only problem with that is Matty John's show is too late on Sunday now to stay up for it when you have a 6:15 game. So no good. Anyway, Guardsy, angry fans. Six in a
Yes.
row for the Broncos on the losing side of the ledger. I did have a couple of messages through the Facebook page, hashtag Bronx Nation with a funny laughing face. I'm assuming they came from some Dragons fans.
Yeah, well, Dragons fans shouldn't be talking. They haven't been good in a long time.
Yeah, but they're ahead of you guys now.
Oh, means fuck all.
Righto, Guardsy, who's on? Who made angry fans this week?
The first one, we know how much I hate this bloke. Everyone says he's a good ref. I'm still yet to see him be a good ref because every week he does something fucking stupid. And this week he was, it's Adam G, by the way. I'm sure everyone realised how much
Yeah,
I
I've
hate
written
him.
that down already.
How he sin bin Appy Coruscant was incredible, I thought.
Did you
First of
think it should
all,
have been a send-off?
he was square. Second of all, Ronaldo picked up the ball. So he wasn't early. So I'm confused where the penalty was and how it's a sin binning.
Who was it that played the ball? Was it Trindle?
Yeah, and he stepped sideways.
Step sideways, yeah. Made it look way worse than it was.
So he stepped sideways and said to Appy, "Go ahead, mate, whack his arm." So Appy did it, which was all fair, and gets told to have a rest. Like, it's like they just see something and think, "Oh, that has to be a sin bin, so I'm just going to do it anyway." They don't think that certain things can come into account that can affect the decision. They just,
He did fire him pretty quick too, didn't he?
yeah,
On
he didn't muck up. And no one agreed that it was the commentators who are usually useless, even they got it right. It wasn't a sin binning. It was shit. Classic NRL refs this year. They're just absolute wankers, the lot of them.
He should have given himself 10 in the bin later in that game, Adam G, because he was a classic disruptor. Did you see when Will Kennedy ran into him? And
That was my next
he
point.
actually stopped and took a couple of steps
You
backwards.
stole. You
Oh,
stole.
sorry.
No, you're all right.
Mate, is it
Take it.
Guardsy's angry fans or is it Dave Mark's angry fans?
Everyone can be angry.
I'm
We're all
putting
angry.
whoever does the charging sheets is an absolute fucking idiot and needs to be absolutely banished to somewhere, a third world country, because how on earth do you make a bloke get suspended for running into a referee when he's trying to support a bloke making a break?
And the referee took two steps to his right.
The ref obstructed him. He should have been
Yeah.
penalised.
Yeah, disruptor. 10 in the
No, classic escort.
And yet, Will Kennedy's now going to miss a bye and a week if he doesn't charge it, challenge it. Like,
Don't think he'll challenge it because I don't
It's
think
only
he'll
we
get
had
off.
two
It's
people.
fucking stupid, though.
It's
How is
stupid,
that?
but I don't think he'll get off.
It's not like he didn't do anything.
He ran straight. It's not like he stepped out of his line to find the referee. Like that's the mitigating circumstance. He's flying downfield, looking at the, and the referee comes across in front of him. What
And
classic call of where's he meant to go?
to his credit, he didn't even like push out at him. He
Nah,
just
should have
ran into him.
really Tony Della, like Tony Carroll on
oh, with the knee
Imagine
on
how long
Tony
Tony Carroll would have been.
Dellahartis.
If Tony Carroll did that last week, he would have been facing 8 weeks.
Yeah, but he would have knocked him and he would have rolled about 18 times head over.
Look, Adam G deserves a knee to the head anyway, so.
But I think yes, I've only seen the replays, but then G quickly gets to his feet and he doesn't even look around as if to go, what the hell happened there? I think he knew
But he.
that shit, I've got myself in the wrong spot there. I've taken a couple of steps and
Well, he should come out and say something, but he won't because he's a weak dog as well. I wanted to say something else, but I won't.
Thanks,
Soft
mate.
vagina.
Too hard to edit.
And then the next one, I didn't even get this bloke's name just because he pissed me off that much. It was the Broncos ref, the bloke with the forehead. I was just calling him forehead dog the whole game.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. Is it the tall fella?
He's like tallish and he's got a forehead.
Well, we've all got a
Five head,
forehead.
six head. Anyway, his name's not important. He's not important. He's a shit ref. He didn't even see the ball on the ground and he awarded Tua Pilotu a try. How do you award a try without seeing the ball on the ground? Isn't that the whole point of setting it up no try if you don't see the ball on the ground?
I think there was an angle. Like, was Brandy the commentator in that game?
Yes, he was going off.
Yeah, Brandy's going. There's clearly the angle there that shows that he didn't get the ball down.
I'm still waiting for someone to show me an angle where the ball was on the ground. All I saw was a ball under someone's hands at all times. And surprise, surprise, who was the video ref?
Who was it?
Jared
Casey.
fucking Sutton.
Oh, I was going to
Sutton.
say Casey
It's
Badger. Yeah.
just repeat every week. These blokes have no idea how to make decisions. It does not make any sense to me.
I was listening to the Triple M call for one of the games, and Jason Demetriou was on, and he said, as a coach, it's the most frustrating thing. Game to game, week to week, it's different. The coaches have all called for a video ref to be the same video ref for the whole round. He's like, we all watch every game of footy, so why can't someone watch every game of footy and make
Well,
the
they should be
calls consistent
consistent
across the round?
because you've got blokes making decisions left and right, and none of them are right. This is I reckon this has been the worst refereeing year we've had
Mate, if
ever.
you want to see some bad refereeing, I watched the English Super League on the highlights of the English Super League on Monday or Sunday. Monday or Sunday. I don't remember. Mate, they send blokes off willy-nilly.
Yeah,
10
but
minutes
they're
here, 10 minutes
English, they're
there.
soft.
Send off a, like, the one that Jared Waerera-Hargreaves has gone for 4 weeks. He would have got sent for that in the Super League. They're unbelievable.
Absolutely. I'm just sick of the refs. They can all get fucked. Fuck them all. They're all soft vaginas.
How do we improve it though?
Let me ref.
I'm not sure that's the answer. But there has to be an answer because it never used to be this bad. I think we all.
I know how we can fix
Or is
it.
it just that they're more scrutinized? Yeah, I think
Sack
so.
them.
A million.
Then none of them get.
And
Most of them, they make an error. They get told have a week off, and guess where they go on the week off?
bunker.
In the bunker. How does that
I
work?
think the bunker nearly needs to be manned by recent ex-players who have a feel for the game. Because
100%.
if you sometimes you can't, I don't know. I know this sounds counterintuitive, but you can't referee to the rules of the game all the time.
Yeah.
You just know. Like you just know that Tua Pilotu didn't get that ball down. And whether you
I reckon, I reckon if you had every game, you had a pass player.
They did that though for a
I think
while and
they
it
did, yeah.
sucked because they had
Yeah,
a
but
referee
get
in
some
there as
smart
well.
ones.
Yeah, they all go into the middle.
Don't get blokes that have had 74 concussions.
Yeah.
You know who'd be good at it? James Graham. That bloke's a genius.
Well, he's had a few concussions, but he's
Yeah.
got a good feel for the game.
Get him in there. He would,
Yes.
and he would swear at people, which is what he would.
Yeah.
He'd let the refs know when they make
He'd
a
call
big fuck
someone
up.
who claimed to try a liar. He'd just get on the thing. I've looked at all available angles. That guy's a liar. It's a no try.
But have you seen how passionate he is when he commentates? He would say it with that aggressiveness and passion. It'd be outstanding. And then the final one, just everything one of the Broncos players, they can all get fucked.
You're a bit over him. I told you there's still a vacancy to come and support. You don't have to
You can
love
get
them.
fucked too then.
You don't have to love them, but you can appreciate how good they are.
Penrith Dogs
Join
get
us
fucked.
on the Panthers couch for the remainder of the year. I'm not saying I'm going to support them forever, but this year, with my team going so poorly, go the Panthers. Go the Riff. They're amazing to watch.
Nope.
All right. Okay. No, thanks for being a somewhat angry fan. You're a bit flat there. I think you must have been painting for a week. Tough
I've
job.
been sniffing too much paint.
Tough job, isn't it? Painting.
Oh, mate.
I
Anyone
think.
that's a painter, you're on the list too, because find something better to do,
You know
seriously.
who's a painter?
Who?
Alex.
Well, Alex, come on, mate. How do you do that for every day? Seriously, I did it for 2 days. I almost went home and ended it.
Tough gig. I know a few painters, and it is a tough gig. So strong-willed. Let's just say that they're very strong-willed, or they drink a lot. I don't
Both.
know. Strong-willed and drink a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Question time. Terry asks this week: is it too late to buy Jaden Campbell, or is he the best option at 5'8" for the run home? I've got one more. I've got another person that I think might be okay, but it's in a question too.
He is, but what concerns me is his lack of being able to string games together without an injury.
What also concerns me is his Des Hasler.
Yeah.
So
Whole any Brimson. Yeah.
3-2.
Well,
can't yeah, but Campbell's the one of the three. That's the thing. He's the best of the three. You're on the
He
other.
is, but I don't know that he's also the most versatile. He's probably the one that can add most impact off the bench. He's probably, I don't know. I just
The
he worries
positive is
me.
Brimson's on one leg.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's not. If you've got plenty of trades, I'd definitely be buying him. Like
Oh, yeah.
if I had 10
He's still
trades,
got a
I'd be.
minus break even.
Yeah. And he's 740,000 or something. He's gonna be the most expensive half 5'8" just about
In
in
worst case
the
scenario, he gets to 800, 850K, gets injured, and you can buy anyone you want.
You can buy anyone you want and have change and buy someone else you want if you've got trades.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Mark, not Mark, sitting next to me. Teddy and who for the run home? Tricky question.
Put names in a hat and check, like
I
Todd.
talk late. You know how last week we did that halfback chat
Yeah,
in the topics here.
fullback chat. Yeah.
I'm going to do a fullback chat this week, but someone's done the hard work for me, so it was pretty good. So we'll chat about fullbacks soon. But there is, like I said before, I think there's the case where you don't have to pick the same one the whole way home if you've got a few trades spare, and I think it's where you can make up plenty of ground. I think it's Teddy definitely because his run is amazing.
Yep.
And then I think there's a couple of other blokes, and it depends on how they come back from injury, if they come back from injury.
Most people own Teddy and like a Latrell or someone like that, so
So we'll have a bit of a look at that one. Damo says, is it time to cut ties with Galvin? If yes, who to?
I had a look at it. There's not many good options.
Yeah,
Either
he's on the
I'll add this in. So here's the next question from Gaz. Is Galvin to Burton a decent trade? There was like about five questions all around Galvin.
That's that was I was going to say the top two options are probably, or three, you'd say Cody Walker, Matt Burton, or Campbell.
Think if you go to Matt Burton, because he's had a bit of a bit like he struggled a little bit recently, you actually make about 30 grand from Galvin.
Yeah.
So it's a free freebie. It's not sideways, I don't think, because Burton's playing in a better team, and I think they're going to have a pretty decent run for the rest of
Otherwise,
the
yeah.
year.
And then Cody Walker's a little bit more expensive. He's like 600 and something, low six.
So I think if you're going to go Galvin to anyone, it'd be Campbell if you can afford it, Burton or Walker.
They're the three.
And last question, they're all tied in around the fullback and the 5'8" this week. Big W, Ponga, Walsh, or Turbo for the run home? I kind of like a Turbo Ponga run. Like that's kind of what I'm thinking for the run home. So.
My other thing is Reece Walsh will play Melbourne in round 27. Melbourne will rest players.
So that's the other one to look at. So.
Just
Oh,
saying.
Reece Walsh is all right over the next month or so too, if he actually plays this week as well.
Broncos actually have a really good run. Like they play Melbourne, but that should be Melbourne's reserve grade team, most
Because
likely.
Melbourne will be in the top two or three, you'd imagine.
And then they play like Titans, Newcastle, someone else.
Arrow somewhere in there.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good run, the Broncos.
So we might have a look at that when we talk fullbacks in a minute. So there's the questions this week, not as many again. Boys, it's school holidays, so I've had a bit of time to ponder my shit season. That's one. And look at my team and think, how the fuck did it get to there? I didn't even know who I traded last week. I just couldn't remember. I ended up with two nuffs and couldn't remember who I traded out to try and get a war chest. And now I've got no idea where to go. So I thought, who concedes the most Supercoach points? Like, what team is going to concede more points than anyone else. So who's the teams to target? We ran through it just a little minute off air, but the Tigers, boys, the Tigers average 994 Supercoach points since round 14. So you can pretty much say that there's at least two blokes every week tonning up against the Tigers, if not more, and it's usually in key positions. So who plays the Tigers twice in the next few weeks?
Yes.
Souths. I'm pretty right. Someone want to double check that because I think I
Doing
might
it right now.
just have a little double check on who Souths play. But I think they
Think it's
play.
like round 27, I think.
I think it might. Para play him in round 27 will be the Battle of Wooden
It might
Spoon.
be 26 then or 24.
So round 20, and then again in round 24,
Yeah.
South
Yeah.
and the
The
Tigers.
Tigers have the bye in round 26, I'm pretty sure. But the Tigers are the team and clearly the team who let in the most Supercoach points. In fact, it is 44 more per week than the next closest, which is the Newcastle Knights, who average 950 Supercoach points against. Again,
Great news for Broncos.
yeah, a couple of, so at least two people usually turn up against the Knights each week.
Walshy.
Coming equal third, which is a surprise to me that they're this low down or they're this high up. Equal third doesn't fit with the name Parramatta this year, but Parramatta and the Dolphins concede on average 910 Supercoach points. So still over that 900 mark, which is the golden mark where if a team scores 900 plus points against you, you've got some good scores in that lot. Plenty of scores over 80. Because if you let in 1,000 Supercoach points, it means every player in your team scored 60, pretty much, give or take, because 17 times 60 is 1,010. So you obviously got blokes that play limited minutes and only score 30. So someone else has got to get onto theirs, and that's why you end up. So you're looking the top four: Tigers, Knights, Para, Dolphins, and then a surprising one. That's a bit they're either hit or miss. The Sea Eagles, same as the Warriors, that if they come out and they play good footy, they don't get too many points scored against them. The one that really stood out to me was the Titans. I thought the Titans would be much higher, but they're not. Excuse me. The Titans, on average, let in 803 Supercoach points. When I look back, take out the 66-6 game against the Warriors, and they're more like 870 Supercoach points a week. So one, you've got to sometimes averages and stats can be a bit misleading. So just be aware of that. And the other one that I looked at, the Dragons, since round 14, they've either conceded over 900 or conceded in the 700s, nothing in between. If the Dragons come into a hard draw, they can get blown off the park. I think the Dragons are very good when they're in the grind and they're in a good position and going forward. But as soon as it gets a bit tough, they really throw the toys out of the cot, like those games against the Roosters. So good attacking teams with decent defence. They really.
So next week, Nathan Cleary.
Yep. So, with all their Origin players back, I can see that being a real battle game for them. And Nathan Cleary back, hopefully with some dollars lost. Is a really good opportunity, a bit like Turbo last week, second week back. If he gets through this week, it could be time to load up and just captain the big dog. So that's where we're looking with that. So that's Supercoach points conceded, which I think is a really good one. South players, is it AJ time?
Might be.
Yeah. So is it worth? I know a few people took a punt on him last week and were very well rewarded, but Souths against the Tigers, 2 weeks in, two games in 4 weeks, pretty juicy. The other thing we looked at last week was halfbacks, but this week we're looking at fullbacks. I came across a site, Aman Talks Supercoach. I know he's got a podcast as well. I'm stealing his order of, I didn't do the numbers for this one because he had already done it. And he's looked at the players who play against those teams with poor scores, and he's ranked everybody according to what people allow for a fullback. Dylan Edwards came out on top, but that was assuming he played this week. With him not playing this week, I still think he's pretty well up there. If you've got two fullbacks to play this week, he could be someone, or if you already own him, he'd be someone I'd be holding. Second on the list is Teddy. What a draw coming up for Teddy. I know he's got a bye in there, but seriously, doesn't get much better than the Roosters' end of season. Third on the list was surprising to me was Pappy. And I think it's just because of the run. I don't think they've got another bye. The only problem I think I have with Pappy is I can see him getting rested in round 27 when trades are a bit low. But he's certainly somebody in the next few weeks that you might want to buy and make a bit of money out of.
He looked a
Tom,
bit better last week.
yeah,
Like,
he did look good.
just caught a try and could have had a couple.
Yeah. So Ponga's next on the list, and I think Ponga's someone that a lot of people are willing or maybe going to take a bit of a shout on. Remembering this is all the way to the end of the year. This isn't just a 4 week period or anything like that. This is for the duration of the rest of the year. The next person with their draw is Chance Nicholl-Klokstad. Disappointing that he's not playing this week because they've got a reasonably good draw for fullbacks against the teams that they play against. Then Reece Walsh. So we talked about Reece Walsh, pretty good draw coming up. They play the Tigers as well, don't they? And Para and a few other.
You Titans.
Yeah. So, all teams that we mentioned who struggle, they either let in a lot of points to the better teams. Not, I don't think the Broncos are a bad team. I think they've just been hit pretty heavily by the way Kevy's rotated players through the Origin
They
period.
play Newcastle, Bulldogs, Titans, Cowboys, Para, Dolphins, Melbourne.
Yeah. So, except, and we think the Melbourne game they might be playing against a reserve grade team.
And Broncos will either be playing to make the eight or it'll be last game of the year. So either way, Walsh will play.
Yeah. So Walsh is not a bad shout if he backs up this week even. Like he's pretty well priced too, isn't he?
760.
Yeah, so that's not too bad. The next on the list is Turbo. So I know that Turbo's got a pretty good run coming up for a little while. Back to his brilliant best on the weekend. He showed
With
no
his
real.
hamstrings held up.
Yeah, he was able to stretch out, which was the good news. Like the first, when he came back, it looked like they put knee braces on him and wouldn't let him. He ran like Forrest Gump, fair dinkum. You know, when Forrest Gump had the calipers on his legs. So,
was running.
it was disgusting for an elite athlete to run in that fashion. So good to see him back running a little bit more freely. Latrell is the big one, especially with the draw, depending on if he comes back. I'd love to get news on whether Latrell's coming back. Have you heard anything, guards? Yeah, you still an owner? Have you still held for a little while?
I've got him.
You need to make a move if he's not coming back. So you want some news?
I'm probably going to trade him this week. I
Yep.
can't afford, even if he's out, he's what, still another 3 weeks at least, because they said four.
Yeah, but he was out. He didn't. So is this the second week?
This will be the second week, technically.
So then
He
it's only
missed a
two
week.
more weeks. So he could get back before the next Tigers game. So
Yeah,
that could,
well,
but I don't know if you can
so
play. The
that's
talk
a lot of
was
points away. No, he'll need to score 300.
he probably could against the Tigers.
Yeah, the talk was that I think they were going to reassess after 2 weeks to see if the injury was healing.
Okay.
And
So another
if it
week.
wasn't, then I think he was going to have surgery.
I reckon it'll depend if they win this week, which is a week too late for you to wait, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't afford to wait. And if it means you can trade him down to someone who's still going to score well, and that gives you money to get Cleary or someone,
Yeah.
it's probably worth it anyway.
Yeah, probably is. Because even if he is 4 weeks away, those blokes have already got a 300-point jump on him, probably.
Yeah. And he's at 900K. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want then, can't you? And the last one on the list is Scott Drinkwater. I just think the Cowboys, even though they play a lot of games at home, they play a lot of teams that don't let points into fullbacks. So, bit to think about. And the way that I think I might do it is I think I'm going to take a punt on Turbo this week and then probably pivot to Ponga for the back end of the season, or Latrell if he's back.
Yeah,
Bit
because
concerned.
Ponga's got Penrith next week and then the bye.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I don't think Ponga yet, but I think Ponga for the back end of the season could be, especially if they've got nothing to lose. Like, I think, well,
Well, even
last
if they
year he went
don't,
on
either
that
way, he's going to
air,
throw it
didn't
around.
he? Yeah. So that's where we're thinking with fullbacks. Clear as mud, I know. We haven't given a lot. But the numbers say the order is Edwards, Teddy, Pappy, Ponga. I'll leave Nicholl-Klokstad out because he's injured. Walsh, Turbo, Latrell if he comes back, and then Drinky. So pretty clear. There's a few risks with some of the blokes on there, though. Like Pappy's a risk, Turbo's a risk.
Long as it's still a bit of a risk.
Ponga's still a risk because he's only just back from a pretty long injury layoff. So. And he plays for the Knights, who can be pretty ordinary. But anyway, that's something to think about. It hopefully it creates just a little bit. I think most people own Teddy. It's just who they're going to partner with and how creative they're going to be, and if they've got the trades or the team elsewhere that they don't need to make too many changes, they can make a couple of trades in fullback potentially. So hope that's helped the topics of discussion. Target people playing the Tigers, the Knights, the Eels, the Dolphins, because they're the shittest four teams. They let in the most Supercoach points. Righto, trades, boys. Guardsy, you told us you weren't going to make one, but you did make one last week. I think it was out of necessity because you didn't want.
Well, I think that's what it got me green arrows. I'm happy to, like, it's 73 points from Ola, probably was the difference between green arrows and no green arrows,
Yeah.
I'd
So it
say.
moved you in the right direction, got you a keeper for the rest of the year. It's a trade you would have made at some point, potentially, anyway.
Yeah.
So it made sense.
But anyway, so I am probably going to make two this week.
Many will that leave you with?
Four.
Four. Okay. So it's not as bad as it's not terrible because your team is pretty well set.
I've got one enough.
Yeah.
So, like, I've got a backup hooker.
Yeah, but your
So,
team value, I had a look the other day, is like 15.5 million or something. It's unbelievable.
it's good, like,
Fuck
if
you, Robbie
Coruscant
Bank.
misses, yeah. But anyway, so the good news
Fuck,
is,
you've got Dan's interest rate from a few years ago.
well, I've luckily most guys I haven't really paid up for, so.
Yeah, if you've got Latrell cheaper and you're selling him high, you bought
Got Sam
Trent
Walker
Cairns for
cheap.
nothing. You got Sam Walker cheap.
Jerome
You got Graham
Hughes,
Hughes
Jaden
cheap.
Campbell. So anyway, my trades this week I'm looking at is first Latrell's going, unfortunately. And I'm so far looking at everything I've looked at. I've done some tossing and turning. I just can't do it to myself again with Turbo. I was looking at Turbo, but I just can't do it to myself. So I'm going to go. I'm just thinking the run home, plus they need a win, and he's going to be the main guy. So Reece Walsh, I'm thinking.
What if he doesn't play this week?
Then I won't be trading him in.
Will you just keep Luttrell for another week and hopefully get some information?
Yeah, probably. Because there's no point in making a trade to a bloke not playing.
Can you wait?
No, because if I reverse the Latrell trade, oh no, yeah, technically I can.
Yeah, you can because you'll know whether Walsh is going to play. Because Souths don't play till Saturday at 3 o'clock, and then Walsh is the game after. So you
So
should
I'll
know
know
for
Friday
Saturday.
night. I'll know Friday night.
Yeah.
And then the other trade, which I'm very happy with, he's been a loyal servant, kept me well over Origin. He really delivered for me, got him bottom dollar almost. So Liam Henry's going. He's done
What's
his
he
service.
worth?
540 something.
Unbelievable.
Outstanding. Break even of like 70 something. And
See
just
ya,
with
bud.
it, I just think it makes my team a lot better for buys coming up, especially if the Roosters having a buy, Terrell May. So I'm bringing him in for only an extra 20K, Adam Fanua Blake.
Okay. Because that, I mean, the Tohu Harris news is probably good for someone like him as well. I think him and Barnett probably get the most benefit out of that trade.
I had a look. I could have paid up and got Payne Haas, but I don't think the numbers are going to be that different to warrant paying an extra 140K. And it gives me it now for next week for Cleary and someone else possibly. It gives me 175K in the bank,
And you can go
which
walk
is.
it. If Cleary scores 100 this week and loses 60 or 70 grand, you'll nearly
Yeah.
go walk it to him for nothing, won't you?
Well, Walker's break even is about 110 as well.
Yeah. So he'll
So
lose a
that just
bit,
gives me a little bit of
potentially.
a buffer anyway.
Exactly.
And then that gives me a
Healthy.
bit of a buffer if I do want to move on someone like Galvin as well.
Yeah. Oh,
And
very good.
then, yeah, they're the trades.
They're the trades, Mark. Are you making trades?
Yeah, well, I currently don't have a hooker who will be playing this weekend because my hookers
Same.
are Horace out.
You don't either, do you?
I got
So you
Brayley.
take an AE?
I've got a free loop. What do you mean?
Yeah.
That's worked for you so well this year.
Coruscant and Lusick are currently the two who I've got at hooker. I was looking at moving Appy to Connor Watson. Don't mind that play, but after I got Kalo Mutunga last week, that depleted the funds a little bit. So to try and build that up for Cleary next week as well, I'm probably looking at selling Galvin this week and actually moving him down to Jai Gray, who's available fullback 5'8", has a pretty big negative break even this week, tick over $300,000, puts a bit more money in the bank, and then next week probably look to boost and get in Cleary a fullback and make some cash with just a third trade with the boost next week.
I'm thinking of going. I'm not as afraid of going to Turbo because my season's gone to shit anyway. I made two Nuff out trades last week. I bought in Geimer and Miles Martin. So they're my two Nuffs that I'm running with. So I had 800K in the bank after last week because I sold Hines and moved Plath around. Plath's been my man. He's been so handy to have. It's probably the only decent move I've made all year. So I'm going Sharp to Turbo and Sean Lane, the big tall streak of duck shit, is exiting my team. I'm trying to exit all of my Para and Tigers players as quickly as possible. And Lane will go to either Watson or Barnett, depending on who I feel like. I've got a boost left, but I'm going to probably save that and I'll probably do Brown or Galvin to Cleary next week and then another trade and then try and hold on to all the back end of the season and have a three-pronged trade towards the right at the back end of the year. So that's my
My
trades.
trade, my other thing, good thing about my trade, I forgot to say, it means Cotter being my third front rower. I can move him up and down in second row now because I've got Viljaami for feeder, which is helpful.
Very much.
Yeah.
Especially when trades are running low, if you can shuffle blokes between front row and second row and fill in a gap for a week if you need to in second row
Yeah.
and vice versa in front row, that's pretty handy. So,
Handy.
all right, Wags teams, boys, Mark, do you want to lead us off with the Wags team?
Yeah, Allison scored 926 last week. Still saw a few green arrows, 140 green arrows. So she's nudging closer to that top 10,000. She's at 10,297th position. She's running low on trades. I think she'll probably have to make two this week, and that'll leave her with five. Because she has Ewan Aitken in her team, so he's out injured. So, yeah, there'll be a bit of shuffling the decks for Allison this week.
With all the painting going on over the weekend, did Rose's team get the reserves right, Guardsy?
He did. She had like 15 players.
Oh, how'd she go?
Yeah, not too bad. She scored 935. She was a genius. She picked up Alex Johnston. So got his points, so did very well there.
Very handy.
But yeah, she had a few decent guys. Like she didn't have anyone else really go big besides AJ and Garrick, but yeah, not too bad. 935, take that. She saw 5,000 green arrows, so up to like 38,000th.
Yep. Many trades left or running short of trades?
She's got eight left.
Okay, so that's a few.
Making one this week.
Yeah.
She's
So she
going
could make a
Coruscant.
late season charge into the top
She could.
20,000.
She's going Coruscant out of Grant if Grant plays, she
Okay.
said. And then she's got a trade left over, depending what she does. But she's lucky. She actually owns Tungo as well. So that's pretty handy with Cleary coming back. So.
Yeah. That, I think, you know how we talked about stats can be made to look like anything. Tungo's stats have definitely been padded by those two games where
Oh, 100%.
against Para and
It was up against the second rower in
was
the
it the Bro
standards.
was it the
Broncos.
Broncos the week after when they took like when both centers got concussed and so his stats even with Cleary like yeah that's awesome but I think they're a bit misleading. He's had a very ordinary season. So I'm not advocating for him at all until I see something a bit more from them. Mary's team felt by Gagai had a bit of a tough week, 861. When she was coming 2000th, it meant that she's dropped 837 spots to 2,933 in the great spot of 11 trades still. So I think she'll make one this week. I can't remember who it was. Mark, going to going, do we want to do captains and vice captains? Is that what we're up to?
Think so.
I think I'm struggling with who I'm going to pick for captain and vice captain this week. So hopefully you blokes give me some guidance. Guardsy, do you want to tell us who yours are?
Yeah, look, as I said, I've got Coruscant and Brayley, so I've got basically a free loop this week because I'm going to get an AE of probably Sam Hughes. But
You
that's
might see
just,
more minutes with
yeah.
picking up, looking like
Look,
a little
he's
uptick.
going to score me 20 to 30. I'm used to it.
Just
I'll
be
be getting
hopeful
that.
for one of those 65 weeks, Guardsy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mate, with
well,
your luck this week, he'll score a double.
he'll
If
have
he's
to
your
play. He'll
AE.
have to play bigger minutes. They've
Oh,
got
no, he's not my only one.
Armisley on the bench. Bloody
Oh,
hell.
I've actually got a few. I've got Will Price. I've got Lachlan Galvin.
Okay.
I've got Cotter if he
Jesus
plays.
Christ.
So, but yeah, I've been a bit like you. I've been a bit all over the shop. In terms of VC and Cs, I was looking at it. Tedesco plays Melbourne, so that's not that exciting. But I was looking at everyone else I've got, and the only other option would be Reece Walsh. So my VC will either be James Tedesco or Reece Walsh if he plays.
You own Carraz?
I do.
I'd nearly say Carraz against the Cowboys.
But it's the last game.
Yeah,
Can't
so
have
what?
VC the last game.
No, as a captain.
Well, I haven't said my captain yet.
Oh, sorry.
I'm talking VCs. My
Okay.
VC, because it's free, it'll be Teddy or Walsh.
Okay.
They're the two. If Walsh plays, he'll get the VC. Because I just feel it in the plums.
Oh, you felt that before, and what happened to me? Never feel it
Then,
comes
captain
again.
right now. I've got it on Reuben Garrick again. Just playing the Titans. Could turbo back, But if not, yeah, Carraz isn't a bad shout, to be fair. But.
I don't. I think Reece Walsh is a really good chance against the Knights. Do you own any Bunnies players?
Not a one.
Yeah, me neither. Which is a bit of a. Might have to rectify that. Now that I know they've got two games against
That's where I'm going with my VC. I got the VC on Cody Walker at the moment, and then the C on Reuben Garrick.
Yeah. Look, I actually genuinely have absolutely no idea because I still don't know my trades. I still don't know which way I'm going to go. I'm now just looking at it, thinking maybe I can trade Shaun Lane to Cody Walker. And push Max Plath back up and then have that vice captain option or maybe even just straight captain option on him. So,
I was looking at something similar to that and moving Jaden Campbell down the fullback.
it's not a bad play. Score
No.
100 every week. How many,
Yeah.
like, if it's a 1 week play or a 2 week
If
play?
Reece Walsh doesn't play, potential
Yeah.
that way, because I do want to trade Galvin, so it would make me want to trade Galvin, which is
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad call. I don't know. I think it's probably time for me to start to just throw a dart at the board and hope something sticks because I'm not
Mate, you
gonna
need a
be.
pod. You need a pod.
Oh, mate, I need a miracle.
Cam Murray on an edge.
Yeah, I don't
Against
know.
the Tigers.
I just yeah, maybe. I just wonder his minutes, like if they're miles ahead,
He's going to score a double.
well, he probably could, but yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that is the play. Do I load up, like pick a team who I think is going to make a late season charge and just load up on a few of their players?
The
Yeah,
Broncos.
I
I'm
am.
not
The
the Broncos.
Broncos. I don't love many of the Broncos. The only one I like is Reece Walsh.
Yeah, we don't have many Supercoach.
Like Payne Haas and Reece Walsh. They're probably and Carrigan to a degree if you want meat and potatoes, but meat and
Corey
potatoes.
Oates.
Corey Oates, yeah.
I'd rather shoot myself.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, after our discussion that South played the Tigers twice in the run home, I'm pretty happy with my Koloa Mutunga over Olokoadu
Any love for
play last week.
Sir Dick?
None.
None? Not against the
Not, not,
Tigers?
nothing. I've got
Not
nothing.
against the Tigers?
No.
He's fun to own.
You sound like Dolph Unnies and he's Sir Kenneth Bromwich.
I'm just trying to get you some happiness in Supercoach.
I can't. It's not a year to be happy.
If you finish strong with Sir Dickitwood.
Oh, yeah.
He could make you feel like a dick, I suppose, couldn't
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Righto. Mark's multi. I don't think last week was very successful.
Last week wasn't very successful. It was 0 for 3 last week, as our loyal listener Kevin pointed out to me. He was very quick on the
He flopped into your DMs, did he?
very quick on the message that
I use the word flop because I'll never save slides.
I was. Yeah, correct. But as I pointed out to him, it was another 0 for 3, but it was desperately unlucky. Keanu Kinney, Des Hasler
Oh,
just ruined it.
yeah.
Des, yep.
He didn't give him long to try and score a try, did he?
Absolute imbecile. Jermaine Asako, he must have slept with all the blokes inside him, wives and girlfriends, has he?
Oh, particularly after he started the year like a bloody.
Honestly. And then Fletcher Sharp, he was probably the only Knights player who looked likely to do anything, but it's a bit hard to when you've got 12 absolute imbeciles on the field with you at any given time to
Well,
get
it's
it
also
right.
unlucky
So
when he probably spent 20 minutes next to the post.
desperately unlucky. Anyway, we'll go back. We're looking at all the stats around who scores and teams that concede the most tries. So we'll go back and we'll rely on the stats again this week. So any time try scorers this week, Jai Gray. I know I said I brought him into my team and there's no interest like self-interest, but up against the Tigers, they concede tries to fullbacks. Jai Gray, he's about $2.30, I think, on his own to score a try. Then I am going to the Storm Roosters game.
Did Jai Gray score off a scrum play last week?
He scored in his last two games, so
I can imagine him scoring off a scrum.
yeah.
If you want to know how it's going to happen. I mean, we can't get him to win, let alone tell people how it's going to happen.
Fair enough. The Melbourne Roosters game. Melbourne do concede tries to the left winger. So Daniel Tupou is in for a try.
It doesn't concern you that Suaalii's back. Will he play on the left-hand side?
Doesn't matter. They just kick to him.
Okay.
Sam Walker kicked to
Oh, that'd
Tupou.
be nice.
Hey?
That'd be nice.
Yeah. That's what'll happen.
How do you spell
Best for you,
Tupou?
Guzzy. Tupou, I believe.
Tupou?
Anyway. And
Just looks
then
weird.
finally, this might make you reconsider your decision to bring Turbo in this week, but I've got him down for a try. For our listeners out there, his face just dropped, but Turbo try against the Titans. They concede a lot of tries to fullbacks. So back at home, Brookvale Oval, I think Manly will want to potentially give Des a nice welcome home. So try for Turbo. Those three, $6.75 is what you'll get there. $7.55 with a
Very
boost.
conservative. I guess you've got to be, though.
Want to try and get a winner.
Have you had a winner?
I don't think I have this year.
I think you might have got two when they had someone dropped out.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Well, it does because I got paid out with Sportsbet, so.
All right. Guardsy prediction for tomorrow night. How many penalties? I don't care about the score. How many penalties are going to get blown?
Nine.
Is that all?
In the first 4 minutes.
You think he's going to put the whistle away? He's going
Oh,
to give instructions.
I reckon at least 11 set restarts, so.
No, seriously. What do you think the score? How do you see it playing out?
We're gonna win. It'll be a tight one though. I'm gonna say 22-16.
I think that's going to be too stressful for me, so I hope that doesn't happen. Mark?
I think the Blues will buck history as well, win a decider up at Suncorp, which I don't think they've done since about, oh, I don't even know. Anyway,
Think Joey was playing last time they won one.
I think.
hope Joey's there commentating or something.
What will the score be? I will go for 26-18.
I'm going to be like Terrell May and actually just pick who I think is going to win. And I think Queensland will win because I think they'll get every bit of the rub of the green.
You disgust me.
Well, I hope New South Wales win. I'll be fit barracking for New South Wales, but reality says I really think Queensland are going to win up there because Ashley Klein's a wanker, and I think he's going to act. I think something's going to happen that's going to allow him to really allow Queensland to win. I know people so salty because, but genuinely, the referee has impacted the first two games. He gave New South Wales the rub of the green in that second game in the first half, tried to square it up in the second half. I think if he even 5% favours Queensland, it's just too much in an Origin game. And I think Queensland will probably win by two tries, something, I don't know, 28-16, something like that. So I think it'll probably be 28-6. He'll square it up. New South Wales will come back, score the last two tries, and will look respectable. But Queensland, I think, unfortunately, and Billy might win again. Anyway, I hope not. I hope not. But you know me, ever the pessimist. I've gone for Parramatta for a long time, so I don't really see the other side of the fence very often. So, yeah. Anyway, look. Let's hope next week we've got something positive to talk about, and it's just a great game of footy that the referee didn't fuck up. And the better team wins. I think the better team has been New South Wales in the first two games. I just think going back to Queensland might be pretty tough. Anyway, boys, thanks for that.